Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Bowerly.
Yes.
You have no idea how much I need this right now.
Tom Bowerly.
Oh, man. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
On News Radio 930 WBEN.
I'm going to enjoy it no matter what I do with it.
I see the voice is off to a good start. Try that again. Well, there we go. Much better. Welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN, and a pretty big local news story today. And I'm well aware that many of you are sick and tired of hearing about the Diocese of Buffalo, so I'll try to broaden it out as much as I possibly can without sounding totally out of touch as to what is going on today with the Catholic Diocese. Now, as we move along on WBEN, our on-air telephone number is 803-0930. That is 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I'm trying to figure out why Brendan Keeney is all laughs and giggles in the control room. Phil Kennedy, would you like to enlighten everybody as to what's so funny in there?
I messed up.
Well, I'm stunned at that. You mess up? Perish the thought. This is Phil at work. Hi there, this is Phil running Tom's board. Hi there, this is Phil driving his car. Where's the pipe? Anyway, we love Phil, and we love Frank R. Curry, and we love Corey Griswold, and everybody who is stupid enough to work with me here at News Radio 930 WBEN. I think Phil might have lost another 2 pounds. I gained a pound last week. I don't mean to steal Sandy Beach's line, but if I'm lying, I'm dying. I gained a pound last week. How is that even possible? And the woman said it is because of stress. But it hasn't been stress eating. They say that when you're under stress, your body releases cortisol or something, and your body goes into crisis mode, and it doesn't burn what it used to burn. So it looks like I'm going to have to do the unthinkable, Phil. It looks like I'm going to have to get back on the treadmill and see if we can't speed things up, because by the end of March, basically, it's 185 pounds or bust by the end of March for me. And I think that's about as skinny as I wish to go. But anyway, that has nothing to do with the Diocese of Buffalo. And my question is, we'll have some audio from the bishop coming up on WBEN. But you might have heard the news conference and the announcement of Chapter 11 bankruptcy from the Bishop of Buffalo and the questions that followed afterwards. And I have a very basic question, because I'm a big believer in, and don't be offended by this. Don't take this as something it is not intended to be. I like to dumb things down. And I like to dumb things down, not for you. I like to dumb things down for me. And that's the honest to God truth. I need to dumb things down for me because I am not a lawyer. Thank goodness I am not a sexual abuse victim. And also, I am not Roman Catholic. So I've got to keep things as simple as I possibly can. But here's my question for you guys, especially those of you who are Roman Catholics. And I've got a lot of Roman Catholics in the audience. I have Bill from Eden, who is Mr. Catholic. Bill should have been a priest. I am totally serious. Bill would have been a phenomenal priest. I don't know what job he has or what role he plays in his local parish, but nobody since Jim Lacutis, now there's a name from the past, nobody since Jim Lacutis knows more about his faith than Bill in Eden. And there's also a lady, I'm not going to give her first name. Well, I guess I'll give her first name. Her name is Mary. And Mary is one of the most intelligent people in all of Buffalo. She is an absolutely brilliant, brilliant person. If I told you her name, you would know of whom I am speaking. She is so accomplished in so many different areas. And Mary is a very devout Roman Catholic. And Mary actually attends the Latin Mass in the church by City Hall. And she says that there's something really cool about going to a Catholic Mass that is done in Latin because you are essentially listening to and taking part in the same Mass that Mozart would have taken part in, that the people in the 14th century would have taken part in, all in Latin. So I know that we have a lot of very, very devout Roman Catholics in the audience. And I have to be honest with you, we also have our fair share of Catholic haters in the audience. And I know we have Catholic haters in the audience because sometimes I will take a peek at the text board, although I try not to look at it too often because it's kind of like the troll board on a lot of times. And who needs that in your life? Rush was talking, actually, and I was nodding my head in vigorous agreement. Rush was talking about the advantages of backing away from media for a while and how much happier you are and how much better your life is if you do not immerse yourself in the 24/7 news cycle. I could not agree with that more. There is a feeling, and I'm not encouraging people to be ignorant, don't get me wrong, but there is a feeling of tremendous liberation and of having a weight lifted off of your back when you detach yourself from whatever the media chaos and screams of the moment happen to be. And the same thing with social media. Actually, it's kind of funny because the Pope urged people to desist from trolling on the internet during Lent, which I thought was an interesting sign of the times. It really is, because you know our society, it's a very interesting society. You know, Howard Stern, I have to tell you something. Howard Stern was so far ahead of his time as a media personality that it's not funny. Howard Stern saw the dark side of America before America exposed its dark side on the internet. And Howard Stern capitalized on the hidden underbelly of the American culture before most people understood there was a dark underbelly to American culture. I mean, there have always been, but now it's just easier and faster than ever. There have always been people who have dedicated their lives to the destruction of other people. Usually it's in the political world, but it can be at your job. It can be in your personal life. And these are people who, I mean, it's some kind of a sickness, and I don't know that it has a name. Maybe the psychiatrist would call it borderline personality disorder. Maybe it's some kind of psychopathology that is already recognized, and this is just a new manifestation of it. But I just thought that was an interesting comment from the Pope, and I kind of wonder who got under his skin. That was my first thought when he said that. But anyway, as you know, the Catholic Diocese has filed Chapter 11 today. And I have a couple of simple questions for you. Number one, and I dumb these down for me. I dumb them down for me. I make no apologies for that. Do you trust the Buffalo Diocese? Do you trust the Catholic Church? Or have they forfeited any amount of trust you used to have in them? And, you know, I know a few people, and I would never name them, but I know a few people who used to be extremely devout Catholics, people who would go to Mass almost every day. I mean, they do offer Mass, you know, more than just on Sundays. And they left the church. And sometimes they left the church to the great bewilderment of their families. And they left the church concomitant with all of the talk about the sexual abuse scandals making the news. It's almost as though some of these stories about priests and what they were doing awakened in victims who didn't know they were victims, memories that they had repressed for many, many years. And a bell went off in their head, and they said, yeah, I can't be a part of this. It's too painful now that these memories are coming back. Was anything said in the news conference today that made you trust the church or distrust the church? One of the issues that came up during the news conference, and we'll have snippets of the news conference we'll throw in during today's show for those who may have missed it earlier, the issue of discovery, the issue of what was going on behind closed doors of the Catholic Church. And one of the questions that came up, and I don't know who asked this question. It might have been Mike Baggerman. It could have been Scott Brown. I'm not sure. There were a lot of good questions, I thought, at the news conference today. But when you consider the number of years over which this abuse happened in the church, of all places, the question of how was this allowed to happen over such a protracted period of time, how did that happen? And the bishop basically said, I don't know. And his job was to move forward, which I kind of understand. Because you might think, you know, back in the 1970s, the 3 o'clock show on WBEN was absolutely, absolutely horrible. It was just dreadful. And I want to know why it was so dreadful. And I wouldn't be in any position to answer that because that wasn't on my watch. If the show stinks now, that's on my watch. But if it happened in the 1970s or the 1960s, I wouldn't have a clue what to tell you, what went wrong back then, why things were said, how they were said, why they were done. It's just something I can't handle. I can't build a DeLorean time machine. I cannot bend the laws of physics and become a time traveler like Elon Musk obviously has. Okay, I can't do that. So in a way, asking the new bishop how this was allowed to fester and metastasize over a period of decades, I don't know that I would expect him to have an answer. All he can really do is deal with what he has been given and move forward in the future. Now, as far as this Chapter 11 is concerned, if you are a victim of a sex abuse situation in the church, I would love to hear your thoughts on whether or not you trust the church to do the right thing, on whether this Chapter 11, do you think that this stands in the way of your getting full justice and full disclosure, or do you see this as a positive thing? Where do you view it in that continuum, in that broad spectrum of possible results for you? And one of the people, by the way, who was very affected by the abuse scandal, and I'm only going to use his name because he's been on this show and he's also a very dear friend of mine, Gary Estridge, who is Ringo Starr's personal drum historian and also the drummer for a Buffalo band called BBC, the Buffalo Beatles connection. And Gary was egregiously violated by the parish priest in the church that was set up behind his house. And he didn't say anything for decades. And if you heard Gary's voice when he describes the living hell through which he went, if you could see his face contort in pain when he describes the horrible things that he was forced to go through as a little boy, it just absolutely tears at your heart. And Gary knows he's got an open invitation to call into this show anytime he wants to talk about his situation and to give his overview of what happened today. The only thing I don't want him to do is be put in a situation where he might say something that could jeopardize any litigation that might be underway. There are many, many situations where certain things are going to be courtroom or litigation processes, and the best thing you can do is absolutely say nothing. And it also keeps people guessing. But I don't know what Gary wants to say publicly, if anything at all, but he's got an open forum to do so. So the transparency issue came up a great deal during the news conference today. And there is a feeling among some that this, frankly, is just more BS from the Catholic Church. You know, just when you think you've gotten to the bottom of it, another roadblock is put up. And there are people who are viewing this simply as a roadblock to prevent justice from being done for the victims of the abuse. Now, that's one side of it. Now, here's the other side of it. There are people who are Catholic who feel as though the church is being unfairly maligned and is being continuously unfairly maligned by the never-ending reporting on the various scandals within the church. And these people point out, and by the way, the statistics back this up, that 80% of the sexual abuse of kids in America, 80% involves a family member. And I would broaden that out to say family member or friend of the family. And I've mentioned this on previous shows that we have done. I know a number of people who are grown-ups now, and they are very well-adjusted grown-ups, people who are just very, very dear souls, and they, over time, have confided in me that they were the victims of sexual abuse when they were children. And with one exception, every single person that has told me that they were abused as a child in the most violating of ways, it was either a family member or it was a friend of the family. And I think slightly more friends of the family than family members themselves, at least in the conversations I've had with people who were sexually victimized when they were kids. And, you know, you really, I mean, just, you know, I look at life as basically playing the odds in a lot of cases. And you really, as a parent, need to make sure that the people you bring into your life, and most importantly, the people you bring into your children's life, that you have done your due diligence and that you have explained to your kids that you don't care who says something or does something or tries to do something inappropriate, you, as the parent, will never be upset with your child for saying, hey, Uncle so-and-so or friend so-and-so told me to do this or else he would do this. You've got to make it real clear to your kids because, let's face it, there are people in this world.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
World who have the ability to fool other people into thinking there's something that they're not. And you might be bringing a malignancy into your own circle of family, and it's going to simply metastasize to your own children because these criminals are what they are. They're criminals, and they're also great con artists. So you have to be aware, and your kids have to be aware of your complete and unconditional love, and you're not going to reprimand them should they come to you with a story about something inappropriate. So anyway, we have a few things on the agenda this morning. I still haven't finished up my thought about the people who are still staunch Roman Catholics, who are basically, they feel as though the media are picking on the Catholic Church and not having the full picture being broadcast to the public. All right, it is Bowerly. We had the diocesan news conference on this radio station. We're going to be replaying the entire thing at 6 o'clock tonight here on WBEN. But we do have some snippets of the bishop talking about the Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing and answering some reporters' questions. I'm not sure exactly what sound we have, but I'll figure it out once Phil lets it rip.
It's a big day for the diocese and also for all of the people of Western New York. because we understand that the decisions that we make going forward impact on the lives of so many, most particularly our survivors. It's a big day for the diocese and also for all of the people of Western New York, because we understand that the decisions that we make going forward impact on the lives of so many. I know there's been a lot of pain created by what are perceived, and I think rightly so in many cases, of being ways of doing things that we can't continue to do in the future. So I see this day as an opportunity for us, I won't use the word reset, but I will say for us to really focus on what our mission is so that we can purify it and do it better. I know that there are many who see this as something, because it does, as you know, cease the legislation and the discovery process of the CVA. But as you're probably well aware, that a lot of times when we go through the legal process, it's those that come forward first that get the biggest amount in the settlements. We want to do this in a way that is fair so that all of those who are entitled to some form of restorative justice or restitution, if we want to use that word, will be able to get a fair share of that. I see this day as an opportunity for us, I won't use the word reset, but I will say for us to really focus on what our mission is so that we can purify it and do it better, and to do it in a way that is collaborative and that is open and that is transparent. I really consider every single person, including our priests who may have abused people, as part of our family that I'm responsible to take care of in some way, even though I realize that they have to be disciplined and in some cases isolated.
And that was a very controversial statement that was made by the bishop. There are some follow-up questions about that, I think from Charlie Specht, who were not real happy that the bishop was seeing abusers themselves as part of the church family. That did not go over very well, at least as we listened to the news conference. And there is, I mean, by the way, there are so many ways of looking at this situation. One of my questions is, in light of all of the developments in Buffalo today, do you trust the Buffalo Diocese to do the right thing? Do you trust the diocese to do the right thing? And explain, you know, what is your explanation, and the bishop didn't have one, on how such heinous acts were able to continue over such a long period of time. And somebody at the news conference brought up the fact that here in Buffalo, which is a significantly smaller diocese because we have a much smaller population than Boston, our number, if I heard this right, our number of abuse complaints is roughly equivalent to that of the Boston diocese when it was going through its turmoil. I mean, that's a really troubling statistic. But as I started to say, there is another way that people are viewing this whole situation with the Diocese of Buffalo. And that is, and I don't think you can ignore this. I just don't know, and I'd like your input on how much weight to give this particular theory, or if you don't want to call it a theory, a viewpoint, that the reason the Roman Catholic Church is in the news so much over these abuse cases and over this bankruptcy filing today and over all of the priests who were moved around and shuffled over the decades, the reason is that this is political, that the church represents Western society, that the church represents all that is, oh, call it traditional family values in Western New York and in the world. And one way to attack traditional values is you attack the bulwark of traditional values, the Roman Catholic Church. And the more you go after the church, the more you advance a left-wing agenda. That viewpoint is out there. How much weight to give it? I don't know. I just don't know. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I want to go live right now to a gentleman I mentioned earlier. He is a victim of in this whole sex scandal, the sex abuse scandal, and his name is Gary Astridge, and Gary was inducted within the last year into the Kenmore East High School Performing Arts Hall of Fame, also Ringo Starr's official drum historian, drummer for local BBC band, a Beatles tribute band. Gary, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Hey, and right off the bat, I got some kind of respiratory thing going on, so excuse me if I sound funny. So.
Well, I certainly hope that it's nothing more than the common cold.
I don't know what it is, actually. It's not a cold. It's just something that's been lingering for about 2 weeks now. But.
Well, yeah, and there's a lot of that going around. I mean, let's not, you know, I know the coronavirus is on everybody's mind right now, but think about the galloping crud and how many different versions of the galloping crud have been going around for several months. So let's not everybody get ridiculously upset. Gary, as a victim in this whole thing, do you want to rate the Bishop's performance today and what it meant to you?
You know what's interesting, Tom, is when he first came on the scene, I thought, okay, you know, I have to stay clean and give the guy a chance. But I'm not seeing good things with him. And there's something that happened in particular. You know, he keeps mentioning transparency, you know, wanting to reach out to the victims. That's what it's all about, you know, and making the files available to us, you know. And he said that a few times, and it's on record. And in January, on the 14th and 15th specifically, I thought, you know what, I'm going to take him up on that. So after talking to my attorney, he says, well, you know, go ahead, good luck. You know, I doubt you're going to get anywhere. So I called, explained who I was, and said I'd like to take the Bishop up on his offer. And then it was one moment, please. And I was sent to the voicemail of his secretary. So I leave a detailed message, get no response, call back the next day. He had the same scenario play out. And I called the third time saying, you know what, I'd like to just talk to the Bishop. And voicemail goes right back to his secretary. And I've never heard anything. And there's been other people, other survivors, that have attempted to do what I did, and I had the same result. So to me, it's just another slap in the face. And why are you saying that you would offer something and not even have the respect to give a phone call to even explain, you know, hey, we're working through this, we're trying to put something together, but when you hear nothing, you know, it's insulting.
So the offer was transparency. You decided to try to take up the Bishop on that offer, but basically ran into an electronic great wall of the diocese.
Yeah, exactly.
What did your attorneys, if you're at liberty to say, what did they have to say about your inability to reach the Bishop or even get past the secretary's voicemail?
Well, after that, it was like, you know, it just back off. There's some, you know, delicate dealings going on behind the scenes. But then I just let it go. But it was just taking him at face value, you know, and with nothing happening. And by the way, I was in the courtroom this morning. I got an early call saying that this was going down and if I would like to go. So I was there for the proceedings. And in some ways, it was a little strange being kind of kicked to the head count, myself included. It was like 28 people in the courtroom. And it was just, there was a part of me thinking, well, I'm sitting here witnessing history with this happening.
But on the other hand, as you're watching history being made with the diocese going through the bankruptcy situation, how much a part of you as the victim did you see swirling down the drain and your chance to get some kind of compensatory justice?
That's the downside. I'm just thinking that in a lot of respects, this is just so unfair, you know, at so many levels. And there's a part of me just sitting there this morning, and it's something I think about a lot, just trying to step back and look at the big picture. You know, you have this going on in Buffalo today, but this is a worldwide problem. And I just constantly think that if this was any kind of an international corporation with this kind of a problem, you know, with pedophiles, I mean, where do you have this many, you know, in an organization? And if it was a corporation, that the hammer would have came down so fast, so severe, people would be in jail, people, you know, that this is just a joke. And, you know, how Catholics can tolerate the Vatican just to let this ride. You know, what's going to happen here? Is this going to be just like Boston? You know, that was a big thing, you know, in the early 2000s. And Boston's a bigger city than Buffalo. And that happened, and it just kind of went away, and this stuff just keeps going on. Nothing gets cleaned up.
We're talking on News Radio 930 WBEN right now with Gary Astridge. Gary is a longtime dear friend of mine. He's also an abuse survivor, and he is also going through a little bit of a respiratory infection right now. Probably nothing more than the galloping crud. Let's not all jump to conclusions. And he is giving us the victim's perspective on everything you heard earlier today on WBEN. We'll give Gary a chance to clear his vocal cords and rest his lungs for a moment before we trouble him further. And by the way, the stock's now down 725 points and changing, of course, every second. Gary Astridge is an abuse survivor from the Diocese of Buffalo, and he's with us now on WBEN. Gary, as a survivor, as a survivor, when people call in and suggest that there is a political component to the media coverage of this because the church represents Western civilization, traditional morality, et cetera, at least that's what it's supposed to represent, that this is, the attacks on the church are simply part of a broader agenda to de-Westernize or un-Christianize the West. What do you say to that?
I'd say that it's wrong. You know, when you dial into what's going on here, I give someone, particularly Charlie Specht, so much respect for diving into this. And he's took a lot of heat, a lot of pressure, death threats, and he's just still perseveres. And along with Charlie, you know, the whole team of reporters has just been bending over backwards on this story. And you know what's interesting is that with doing some press conferences, it's one thing to do a press conference and you're just getting the word out and you're seeing the reporters and cameramen looking at their watches like, hey, come on, wrap this up. We get somewhere else to go. But in this case, every time I'm involved in a press conference and I look at the reporters and the people behind the scenes, they're looking like, God, we support you. We believe you. This is just so off the charts, and they get it, and I have a lot of respect for the people driving this story home.
Gary, when people ask the question, how did it ever get to this point, and the bishop responded essentially, I don't know, all I can do is take the situation moving forward, how does that sit with you?
Not well. Yeah, it's, you know, there's so many stories that I have heard from victims, survivors, and there's the stories that we'll never hear from people that committed suicide because of this. And in my opinion, I mean, this is just, it's known. I mean, it's just something that you know, I don't know what the darkness is in the Catholic Church, but this has been going on for a long time. And to slide, you know, priests around, you know, I don't know if it's because of the shortage of priests. It is one component, but there's definitely something sinister going on in the background, and it's been going on for decades.
Gary, can you talk? I mean, we can only imagine the physical violence that you endured as a child. I've read your story. It's absolutely mortifying. Can you talk about the emotional component, the depression, or maybe the inability to trust that I would think must be a part of your life, given what you've experienced?
Yeah, you know what's funny is since this started, and actually what the two-year anniversary was yesterday with Mike Whalen coming forward. But jumping out on this, you know, being a person that's saying, I don't care if people know my name. I'm not going to be a John Doe. I want to learn from this. I want to help people from this. I want to make sure that the people have done wrong get punished in some way. But I'll tell you, for me, this has changed me as a person. I can feel my personality has changed. And it's not depression, but it's just changed me because I can't help but think about what happened to me as a little boy and how that's changed my life as a person. And, there's so many symptoms that survivors have, whether it's alcoholism or drug dependency, social awkwardness, trust issues, issues with authority, sexual issues. It just goes on and on and on. And I've dialed on in, to things that I know I could try to change by myself. But it's just devastating when something like this happens at such a young age.
Gary, if you feel up to it, I'd like to continue this a little bit into the next hour before we get some calls from the general public. But if you don't want to, I'll let you go. Do you want to stick around or you want to take off?
No, we're good.
All right, we'll stick around then. Gary Astridge is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN, giving us his insight as a sexual abuse survivor as to the diocese declaring bankruptcy and what the bishop said in the news conference afterward. And Gary was there this morning in court, and he's offering us his perspective. And we'll get your perspective on as well at News Radio 930 WBEN.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.